The book of Luke, please. If you will go with us to chapter 4 of the book of Luke. And he came to Nazareth in verse 16. And when he had been brought up, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, I wish we had some more customs, don't you? He got on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Esaias. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, and to preach deliverance to the captive, the recovering of the sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened upon him. And he began to say unto them, "This day is a scripture fulfilled in your ears." And all bear him witness, and wondered at his gracious words, which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, "Is not this the son of Joseph's son, rather?" And he said unto them, "Ye will surely say unto me this proverb, 'Physician, heal thyself.' Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in this country." And he said, "Verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I'll tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heavens were shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land. But unto none of them was Elias sent, save unto Sarepta, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the days of Elias the prophet, and none of them were cleansed except saving Naaman the Syrian. And all that were in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath, and rose up and thrust him out of the city, and led him out of the city to the brow, led him unto the brow of the hill whereon the city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. And he, passing through the midst of them, went his way." Let's pray. Dear God, this morning, as we have assembled together, we have come for a special reason, Lord. We have come, Lord, before you this morning, that the God of heaven would look upon this congregation, that the God of heaven would use us for your glory. Lord, would you come and possess us in a way that heaven could use us, that the voice of the Lord could be heard, that the ears of the people would be open and our hearts would be moved toward thee, and God, that we would be a people that would accept this challenge of the last day, and we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. In the book of Micah, in the book of Micah, chapter 2, in the book of Micah, amen. "Woe on them that devise iniquity and work evil upon their beds. When the morning is light, they practice it, because it is in the power of their hand. And they covet fields and take them by violence, and houses and take them away. So they oppress a man and his house, even a man and his heritage. Therefore thus saith the Lord, behold, against this family do I devise an evil, from which ye shall not remove your necks, neither shall you go haughtily, for this time is evil. In that day shall one take up a parable against you, and lament a great doleful lamentation, and say, 'We be utterly spoiled. He has changed the portion of my people. How hath he removed it from me? turning away, he hath divided our field. Therefore thou shalt have none that shall cast a cord by lot in the congregation of the Lord. Verse 6. Stop this. Quit that preaching. Prophesy not. Say they to them that prophesy. Amen. They shall not prophesy to them that they shall not tame. Verse 7. O thou that are named the house of Israel, is the Spirit of the Lord straitened? Are these his doings? Do not my words do good to him that walketh uprightly? Amen. Even of late my people is risen up as an enemy. Amen. Pull off the robe with a garment from them that pass by securely, as men averse from war. Verse 7 again. Let's read it again. O thou that art named the house of Jacob, is the Spirit of the Lord straitened? Are these his doings? Do not my words do good to him that walketh uprightly? Amen. I hope that I can preach to you this morning. Amen. I need help from you. I need help especially from God. Amen. If you'll notice that in the fourth chapter of Luke, as Jesus began to speak to them, they marvel at his gracious words. They marvel that he read those scriptures and those scriptures with such profound effect upon them. Their hearts was quickened. There was something in them that they marveled and said, is this not Joseph's son? Amen. How come this man such with such words and such power? Amen. We have known him from a child. These things that he is saying to us today. Amen. And with those words, we look and they marvel and receive them. And then he began to speak to them. And he spoke to them in such a way that he said unto them, in the days of the famine, the man of God was not sent to any widow in Israel, but to a Gentile. And then he spoke to them. There were many lepers in the day, amen, of Elisha, but only Naaman, the Syrian, received his cleansing. And when he said that to them, you talking about stirring people, when he told them that, there was something rose up in them. Amen. The Son of God, the Holy Son of God, those were his neighbors. Those were the people that he had grew up among. And all of a sudden there was a madness stroked in their heart. There was something broke inside of them, and those men that knew him all of a sudden desired to murder him. They ran upon him, they cast him out of the city and took him to the brow of the city, the rock there. Amen. And would have cast him down, but he passed through the midst of them. Amen. The scripture that I read to you in the book of Micah, chapter 2. Amen. As I read to you concerning those scriptures there. The preacher was preaching to that congregation, those people, telling them what God was going to do. Amen. And then all of a sudden, in verse 6, they said, don't preach to us. Amen. These false prophets are speaking now. And they said, why should one babble and harp upon such things as you're harping upon? Amen. Disgrace will not overtake us. Amen. We'll have no such end will ever come upon us. And then the Spirit of the Lord, God's man, begins to speak in verse 7. Amen. O house of Jacob, shall it be said, is the Spirit of the Lord straitened? Amen. Or shortened? Hallelujah. Amen. But these, God's words, will do good to them that walk upright before it. But said, now even as of late, my people has risen up as an enemy. Mark chapter 7 and verse 9. And he said to them, full well ye reject the commandments of God, that you may keep your tradition. My God. Amen. Luke chapter 7 verse 30. But the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the counsel of God against them, being not baptized of Him. Amen. As John the Baptist come, he began to preach to them. They stood on the banks. Amen. They looked with complacency. Amen. With a peace written over their face that they did not need this baptism of John. Amen. They spoke out against this man that was preaching to them and said he's just a hothead enthusiast. Amen. But there was something that was deep in their hearts. Amen. Paul writing in Romans chapter 11. You stay with me just a minute. I'll get where I'm going. Amen. At chapter 11 verse 14. And if in by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are of my flesh and might save some of them. That I might excite you or provoke you to jealousy, or I might stimulate you. Paul's talking about his own kindred. Amen. You see, the heart of man is in a state of indifference, and sometimes we're just satisfied like we ought. Amen. But there needs to be something that's said to us today, amen, that would move our heart toward God. Amen. And Jesus spoke to them, and they wondered. Amen. And now they reject His word, and hostility becomes in their heart. And the only recourse that they have is violence. Amen. In order to suppress what He is saying, they turn to violence. Amen. But I will tell you something today. It seems that there is something that's taken place in our day and time from us. I'm not talking about them on the outside. I'm talking about us. Amen. There seems to be there something that comes. Amen. That we're so easy that our self-esteem. If you remember turning to the book of Acts where Paul had come back to Jerusalem in chapter 21 and how that he went into the temple and there was washing, amen, there was keeping with the man that had a pledge, a vow, and he went into the temple with him 7 days and there were certain men of the Jews of Asia that came, amen, they stirred up the people and said, this be the man, amen, and that turned away the people. And all of a sudden they run upon Paul. You know the story. Let me hurry and get something to you. Amen. As they ran upon Paul and Paul after a while after they beat him and treated him horrible. After a while he beckoned and they began to speak and he began to tell them his experience. Amen. And as he began to tell them his experience and let me just turn there and read it. I'm going to take my time here. See if I can get a foundation where the Lord will help me. Amen. And verse 21 of chapter 2, and he said unto me, depart, for I will send thee henceforth, amen, far unto the Gentile. And verse 22, and they gave him audience unto this word, and then lifted up their voice and said, away with such a feller from the earth, for it is not fit that he should live. And they cried out and cast their clothes and threw dust in the air. My God. Amen. You know what one word that he had said that so infuriated them? Just one word. And that word was Gentile. Amen. When he said that word Gentile, it didn't matter what else he had to say or who he was. Amen. You see, they felt like they were the only people that God had on the face of the earth. And when he talked about God accepting the Gentiles, brother, that was all off. Amen. Just one word. My God. Amen. Thank God. I'll get to my text here in just a few minutes. Amen. Just one word. My God. Hallelujah. Amen. This one word, it was all. Amen. We are not placing the value upon the preaching the gospel that we one time had. Amen. There was a time that we were a people. There was a time we was a people that we cried out, amen, come on, preacher, and preach at me. If you can move me, preach to me. If I'm not living close enough, just preach, amen. I'll move up, amen. We use that saying, if they cut the limbs off, amen, from under, over, around me, I'll just climb a little higher. Amen. Thank God.
Hallelujah. But I want to tell you something. You're harder to preach to than you used to be. Amen. You're a lot harder to preach to. In fact, when you get up before you, amen, we're just nervous preachers anymore because we know it takes something awful. His strings even begin to move you. Amen. You sit there and you say, I'm deeper than I used to be. I know that. Quite a much deeper than you used to be. So deep we can't hardly get you up. Amen. You sunk too low. Amen. The fact about it is, somebody said, now, I'm more spiritual than I used to be. Amen. It takes a whole lot to move me. Amen. I know that. Amen. It takes a whole lot to move you. Amen. I really remember. Amen. It takes a whole lot to move you. Amen. I want to preach to you today for a while. What message are you rejecting? They demand that the Spirit of the Lord cannot have free course in your life. Amen. They said to them, now don't you preach to us anymore that way. Those false preachers said, you don't have to preach that way. Not to this nation that's chosen of God. Don't you preach that way. Amen. We're a people that's favored of God. Here you are talking about judgment going to come upon us. Don't you talk to us that way. Amen. Wait a minute here. He said, is the Spirit of the Lord straightened? Amen. Does not my word do good to him that heareth? If you hear my words, amen, they do good to you. Amen. They turn you from your sin. They turn you to God. Amen. There wouldn't be judgment upon us, upon you, if you listened to the preaching that had been preached to you. Amen. God just not sent his messenger to preach to you and tell you going to hell. Amen. Or judgment going to fall on you. But he offers you a way of escape. That's the reason why the preaching is preached to you. Amen. But you reject it and you say, amen, I cut that down. You don't have to preach that away. Amen. What message are we rejecting this hour? Amen. What message are we rejecting that the Spirit of God, amen, is not having that free course in our life? Amen. My God. Amen. Oh, Lord, help me here for a while. Amen. I'm quite excited. I didn't know I was going to preach this morning. Amen. I had no thoughts of preaching this morning. In fact, I had no message for you this morning. And when they told me that, I went back to the room. Amen. I wrestled. And I was terrified. You understand what I'm talking about, preacher? Amen. It's been announced you're going to preach in the morning. You don't have text for it in the morning. Amen. And so I got back and got to digging. Amen. Finally picked up my little Bible. And I opened Micah chapter 2. Amen. Is the Spirit of the Lord straightened? Amen. Amen. Does the Holy Ghost still have as much power, amen, in triune Godhead, amen, as in former days, as in our days now? Well, what in the world's wrong? I tell you what's wrong. Amen. We're not adhering to the word of the Lord like we one time used to. Amen. Well, what message are we rejecting, church? Is you know, I'll tell you something, the preachers. You can go in some places. Amen. Will you allow me to use these terms generally without you just jumping to your feet and screaming at me? Amen. Would you allow me to just use some terms? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. Now I want to tell you, amen, heard like John the Baptist preaching, he loved it. Amen. He loved John the Baptist preaching until one day he said, it's not lawful for you to have your brother Philip's wife. And when he got there, it was all over. From that time forth, amen, he could not preach for John. Amen, for her. My God, it's all past. It just took one word. Amen, Paul, when he was preaching to them, amen, in Jerusalem, it just took one word. Gentile. Amen, when Jesus was speaking to them, it just took one word. Gentile. I want to tell you something, brother. This gospel's bigger than me and you. Amen, it's bigger than the state of Georgia. It's bigger than the United States. It's bigger than Russia. It's bigger than this globe earth. Amen. This gospel, amen, is a whole universal thing. Amen. It's just not confined, amen, to 1988 or the year of 2088, but it encompasses all eternity. Amen. From the time of the conception, amen, a great God, amen, a creation that was there, and it shall be throughout all eternity. Brother, I'll tell you something. Amen. This is a wide thing. It's deeper than we've ever got into, and higher than we've ever reached, and broader, brother, than we've ever stretched ourselves. Hallelujah. Yet, amen, there's something that is taking place among us. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. What message are we rejecting? Amen. Is there part of the gospel that we are not accepting, that the Holy Ghost is not moving among us with power and authority? Now wait a minute. Amen. Now wait a minute. Don't classify me as I'm one of them fellas don't believe in nothing going on. Don't get that started now. Amen. I just want to get the full blessing. Amen. I just want the church to be, amen, full of power and glory. Amen. What message are we rejecting this hour? Amen. Some places you can go and you, amen, as if a preacher gets up and I say you're a rapture man, and somebody says tribulation, all of a sudden you're talking about a spirit. Amen. Then turn it on the other side. Amen. And look on the other side. Somebody says rapture. Amen. Then. Amen. Now come on, brethren. Come on, brethren. Amen. I want to tell you something. If we don't get rid of some of these spirits, amen. Amen. That is hindering us from having God to speak to us. Amen. Hallelujah. Will you help me here for a while? Glory. Glory. We had a church back home that the pastor got up and preached that was going through the tribulation. And you know what happened to that church? It split wide open just on one message. Man, those that said that, amen, call a rapture, amen, they got so mad and voted him out. And those others on the other side, they got so mad at them, they couldn't stay with them. My, wasn't they ready for the last days? Wasn't we ready for heaven? I want to tell you something. Amen, if we're not careful, brother, we're drawn thin lines. Too thin to stand on. Amen. But what's behind that is a spirit. Amen. It's not the word, it's a spirit behind it. Amen. It's the heart that's behind it. It's not, amen, the doctrine that's there. Amen. But it's a spirit that's possessing people. Amen. Great God. Would you lift your hand and ask God to help me? If I can get by at this preaching, just forget about it, boys. We got heaven here. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Some places, if you say tongues, my, you're talking about, amen, a spirit. And somebody begins speaking in tongues in that worship service, and somebody attempts to interpret it. Amen. Oh, we are froze to death. I mean, we're petrified. Amen. Until we've got there to our good people, our holy people, our sanctified people, our pure people, amen, are sitting there, amen, almost afraid, amen, that you're going to judge everything and every action that they're doing. Amen. Let's remember, folks, that they are just humans also. Amen. They're subject to mistakes. Amen. Somebody said, now we don't want a wildfire. I know that. I very well know that. Amen. Until we got the place, we don't have no fire. Amen. Nothing to burn. My God, help us. Help us. Help us. Help us. Oh, glory to God. Help us, Heavenly Father. Help us, Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory. Glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You go some places, if you mention hair, amen, you start talking, preaching about women cutting their hair, you might as well forget it. There'll be no church there that day. Amen. Good God. I'm talking about those that, amen, their hair not even cut. Amen. They're so defensive of the sister that's sitting over there. Amen. That they just blow up. Amen. Are you going to help me to have a cape bedding? Hallelujah. Amen. Or let me better phrase that. Are we going to get ourselves out of the way where the Spirit of God can help us? Are we going to lay aside some things, brother, that God can move among us? Hallelujah. You talking about opening the door for everything? No, brother. No, don't you get that. I'm talking about the Spirit, amen. I'm talking about, amen. Somebody said, now bless God, I'm holiness. I know you are, amen, but I'm going to tell you something. You don't have the final rule over this. You're not the one that approves whether I'm holiness or not. You've got a big job just approving yourself, amen, whether you're holiness or not. Amen. Hey, man, the best I can do, Brother Harold, and Lee of Holiness, I'm coming short of the glory of God. Hey, man, come on here now. Hallelujah. Hey, man, God, what message are we rejecting that the Spirit and power and glory and convicting power is not falling in our service like it used to? I think we're rejecting Him as a sanctifier. I think we're rejecting God as a sanctifier. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord. Woo-hoo. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Now some of you sitting there and saying, now just how does he believe sanctification? I believe it just like you get it. If you ain't got it, I don't believe in it. Amen. That's exactly right. Amen. Come on, folks. Amen. I want to tell you something. Amen. When people are sanctified, they're sanctified. When people are not sanctified, they're not sanctified. It's just that way. Whether they claim they got it years ago or going to get it in the future. Amen. The thing is, brother, being sanctified, we're rejecting, amen, purity. It's what we're rejecting this hour. We're rejecting holiness. I'm talking about holiness of heart. We're rejecting it. What message are we rejecting? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. Are we unwilling to accept the fullness of God's Word to us? Are we unwilling to accept the fullness of God's... You say, now, are you going to add something to it? No. I'm just going to try to get what we've already been preached to. If we can just get that... That'll take us on to a revival. Amen. But our... Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm in the midst of it now. Amen. Not that you're against me. I fear you're for me. But I don't know which way to go. Amen. There's too many roads out there in front of me right now. I don't want to take a right one. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profit nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah. It's the unbelief that is marring the power of God to work among us. It is unbelief in divine healing. You say, preacher, you got the gift of healing? Hey, but. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh. Do you mean you're going to tie it down to human flesh without believing it's possible to be healed? Amen. Are you going to tie it down to accept some great man steps among us that you'll never be healed? Come on! It's unbelief. It's unbelief. It's unbelief. My God. Amen. God's power is still the same. You cannot straighten the Holy Ghost. Every emblem of the Holy Ghost is freedom and power that cannot be resisted. He's a dove that can fly higher than we are. Amen. He's a fire that can burn everything up. Hallelujah. Amen. He's a dew that can saturate everything. My God. He's a river that overflows every obstacle. Hallelujah. He's a rain, brother, that can water the entire earth. Hallelujah. Would you worship the Lord? I feel like we ought to lift our hands and worship the Lord.
Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord.
Right there is where the trouble is. It's my heart that's too little and too hard. Right there is the trouble. It's my heart that's too little and too hard. Right there is the trouble. You know what's wrong, church? We're not loving God enough. We're loving self too much. We're not loving God enough. In the world, can I get to the place where the God of heaven can flow through me and through us all? Amen. Where the power of God with such mighty convicting power would sweep a congregation like this and we'd fall like dead men and groan before God. And because
hallelujah. Amen. Amen. What message are you rejecting? I'll tell you, if we'll accept the word of God, there ain't nothing but fullness of power flows with it. Amen. Thank God. The message that is preached from the preachers that have already preached to you, if you just believe Him, if you just believe Him, amen. If you would just open your heart. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. 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 You're still sitting there indifferent to it. Amen. We're not stirred. Our feelings are dead. Amen. Our hearts are cold. And our affections are unloving. How do we get this? What must take place? Amen. What must take place? The Bible said in James chapter 1 and verse 21, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. And, all right, we've done that, okay? Amen, we did that. Amen, Brother Jude, we did that. Amen, but there still seem like there's something, amen, that's hindering the moving of the Spirit. Amen, and receive with meekness the ingratitude word which is able to save your soul that you received. Amen. Hallelujah. You remember in John chapter 6, amen, where Jesus spoke to them and He said, except you drink my blood and eat my flesh, you have no life in it. And from that time forth, amen, many turned back and walked no more with Him. Amen. You know what message we're rejecting this hour? We're rejecting the message of the cross. That's the message that we're rejecting. Amen. That's the message. Amen. 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 Please forgive me. I don't want to be offensive to you. It's not my motive here this morning. Amen. I would have had took a long time thinking about where preaching this to you or not, except I had such a short time. And this is the only thing I had. And so this is, I must do it. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Oh, my Lord. Amen. 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 The rich young ruler, when he come to the Lord, amen, he was very willing there for a while until he mentioned one thing. Amen. It just took money. Amen. You about killed this meeting today, taking up offering. You know that, don't you, boys? That's just the way it works. Whether it's a Sunday school offering. Amen. Well, I tell you, as Brother Dave said, we're sitting on it. I mean to tell you, we got it nailed down. Amen. What I work for is mine and nobody's getting it. I'll give when I feel like it and I'll give to who I want to. Yeah, I know. That's the reason why the Holy Ghost is not moving in your life, too. That's the reason why the power of God is not moving. That's the reason why you can't pray through. That's the reason why there's no goal in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. It just takes one word and we're drawn back and no more. Amen. But you'll do just like he did. He went away sorrowfully, for he had great riches. Amen. But he lost, amen, the only treasures worth living for and dying for that you cannot lose, and that's Jesus Christ. He lost the greatest of riches. Amen, my Lord. Oh, what message. They rejected the cross. Amen. When Jesus talked about the cross, they went back, brother. Amen. Same again. When we talk about self-denial, amen, there we stop. We no longer crucify the flesh. We no longer, amen, great God, give our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable before the Lord, which is a reasonable service, my God, that the Spirit of God would move in your heart and your soul. The only straightening of the Spirit is in us. Amen. It's within us. Amen. Would you stay with me just a minute? Amen. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the infinite goodness of God and the love and the power of the Spirit is not enjoyed by the church as it should be, because there is a lack of purity. There is a lack of faithfulness. There is a lack of zeal. There is a lack of fervency. Amen. Our souls, amen, cease to enjoy heaven. Amen. It shows that there is a spiritual decay in the land. It shows there is a spiritual decay in our heart. Amen. It tells us that carnality in most congregation is a rule. It shows, oh God, how it shows in our prayer meeting. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God, how dead our prayer meetings are if there's no visitor there. There's no stirring at all except the visitor coming by. Oh, would you help me? Amen. Oh, how we need the Holy Ghost. How we need the Spirit of God. How we need heaven to move upon us. Amen. To be preached to and to accept that truth. He that hath an ear, let him hear. Amen. Oh, the hunger and thirst after righteousness. Amen. But we have turned from that heart of accepting the truth and hunger for it until we raise up with our fist in wrath and we shake it at the message of God. Oh, God, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us. Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ear, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so do ye. Oh, please stay with me. I'm a-begging for you. I'm a-pleading for you. I'm a-begging for you. Hallelujah. I'm looking for a scripture here. Amen. Just bear with me just 1 minute till I find the scripture. Amen. That I'm looking for. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. My Lord. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 30. And grieve not the Holy Ghost of God, whereby you're sealed unto the day of redemption. I believe the Spirit of the Lord is grieved with this church age, and could I say with the wholeness people as well. I've felt definite in my heart a many times lately that the Holy Ghost was grieved with me. Amen. Grieved with me. Amen. Grieved with me. Hallelujah. Then he tells, listen at verse 31, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from among you with all malice. Do any of you folks down here know Johnny Gabbard? Preacher Johnny Gabbard of Bond, Kentucky. Hold up your hands high so the rest of the congregation know. Brother Greg, is Johnny Gabbard a holy man? Does he have a power of God in his life? He has. The other day, he's the only man I know that he's just an old country mountain man. If you'd see him, you'd say, not him. He don't look like him. He's a big old boy. 38 years old. Hey, man, come from the outside of holiness movement, but he moved and passed us up and kept on going. He's the only man I know that's raised the dead. Hey, man, I'm not talking about way out there. I'm talking about his own congregation. Hey, man. The other day, one of his boys, they cut a log up in the hill, and the log, they walked off and left it and went down below and started work. And they looked around, and that log some way got loose and rolled down and hit his brother-in-law and rolled over top of him, broke his leg, and twisted that leg completely around. And Brother Johnny grabbed out his knife and started to split open the britcher leg as the other brothers was around, looked upon him. And God spoke to him and said, Why make faith hard? Amen. They just fell on their knees and throwed up their hand. Amen. Began to pray. Spirit of the Lord fell upon him. Johnny reached over and grabbed that leg and turned her back around and said, in the name of Jesus, you get up and there and you walk. His brother, amen, with the help of him, he lifted him up on his feet and he started to walk him. Amen. Amen. And they pulled up the britcher leg and there wasn't even a scar, bruise, or nothing else. And Brother Johnny said, Brother Ralph, when there is bitterness among the people, I cannot pray for the sick. There is no power that flows through them. They must lay aside all bitterness and all wrath and all evil speaking. We're insulting heaven with our hard speeches against our brothers and our sisters. Your hard speeches against your pastor has insulted the Spirit of God. Our hard speeches, sometimes we say they're jestings. No, they're deep feeling that we loathe, amen. Amen. In some way try to make a joke out of it. From the bonds of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Oh, lest there be any root of bitterness. Oh, it's a hard job. But oh, amen, that the God of heaven, oh Lord, cleanse me clear through. Take every evil thought. Take every ill will out of my heart. Oh God, sanctify me anew right today. Oh God, cleanse me clear through and through. Oh God of heaven, search me. Turn the lighthouse. Say, man, the light from the lighthouse of heaven upon me and search my heart. Purify me that the Spirit of God will not be strengthened in my life or yours either. Can you lift your hand and thank God for it? Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, oh, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, I bore you. I carried you all the day. Amen. But said, you have rebelled. You have vexed His Holy Spirit. Amen. Wherefore God has turned to be your enemy and will fight against you. Amen. Amen. How did they provoke Him in the wilderness and did grieve Him in the desert? Amen. My God. Amen. Now when I read this scripture, every sensitive person in here will automatically put themselves under condemnation. You hear what I said? Every sensitive person in here will put themselves under condemnation. Now, I've never failed to preach about blaspheming the Holy Ghost except the most pure. Amen. Are the ones that's disturbed the most. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. You can preach on grieving the Spirit. Amen. It will not touch those that hard hearts. It has no effect on. It is only them that has a tender heart. Will it make a mark? Amen. You can preach on blaspheme the Holy Ghost. Amen. And it's your best men to come up to you. Oh, Brother Ralph, I feel like I've said something that God won't forgive me. Amen. 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 But oh, those that have rebelled and hardened themselves. I'm as good as any man in this church. You hear me, preacher? I live better than anybody you got. I know it. Oh, but what we're wanting is heaven to move amongst. Amen. Hallelujah. What we're wanting is the Spirit of God to move among us. Amen. What we're wanting is the Spirit of the Lord not to be strengthened in this meeting, brother. Amen. Oh, God. How the church of the living God needs the power of God to fall among us. Amen. Oh, how we need the divine healer. Amen. To heal our body, soul, and spirit. But the Spirit of the Lord is straightened. Not from His power, but from our own heart. It's evil in our minds that resist heaven. It's impurity in my soul and your soul that hinders the divine flow, hallelujah, from flowing among us. Please accept what I'm saying to you. Please. Amen. Some of you will accept it in hearing it, but you will not put no action to it. Amen. You will let this Lord's Day pass. Amen. And you will not be one step closer to God. And we'll be not one step closer to revival, nor a move of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. Listen what the Bible had to say. And I didn't know when I said it last night, I had no thoughts of a message like this today. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And you'll remember the scripture in verse 19. Amen. Quench not the Spirit. I had no inclination whatsoever preaching like this today when I sat down over there and all of a sudden while he was giving out the rules of the camp. Amen. I said, I'll make a rule too. And I wrote, no quenching the Spirit on these campground. If you've got an ought against your brother today, you're quenching the Spirit in this camp meeting. Amen. Husband, if you're not loving your wife, you're causing the church not to have a revival. Pastor, if you're harsh with your congregation, you're causing the church to not have a revival. Amen. Church, if you're fault finding the pastor, you're causing the church not to have a revival. Amen. 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 It's our spirit that's causing. There is no conviction falling like it used to. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Quench not the Spirit. Don't you smother the Spirit. Don't you dampen the Spirit. Amen. Don't you dare dampen the Spirit. Amen. Amen. Not too long ago, the Holy Ghost was moving in the church in a mysterious way. Ways that we had never saw the Spirit of the Lord move. We sometimes stood in awe. Some of us had never saw the Spirit of the Lord move that way before. Some wondered, is that real? Amen. Amen. I knew those were holy people that the Spirit of the Lord was moving upon in an unusual way. I knew those people were pure people that the Spirit of God was moving upon. Amen. Why should I doubt it? Why should I doubt it? Why should I doubt it? As long as it was done in holy reverence, there would have always be a glory that would fall in the congregation where you could almost see a fog or a mist settle down over it. Amen. Hallelujah. One night, out of the congregation, while the Spirit of the Lord was moving, here come a man. Amen. He began to holler out loud. He began to holler out, amen, giving instructions to the people in the congregation that was special in the audience, the altar rather. Amen. You could tell that spirit wasn't with the other spirit. Amen. You need to be worried about the false. The true will always overshadow the false. If we stay true, brethren. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Edward Day, I saw something strange. Two sisters were speaking in tongues. Amen. All of a sudden, as they heard that voice, they rose with a look of unbelief and amazement. And they turned to each other while still speaking in tongues, and each one knew what the other was saying. And they rose to their feet, and they pointed their finger at him and spoke in tongues in him, to him. You better believe he backed off. He didn't back off from all, or he backed down the aisle. He backed to the door, and he backed up beside my brother Philip. He said, I feel like those women rebuked me. Brother Philip said, you can rest assured the Holy Ghost rebuked you. If we get just right before the Lord, these grounds will be holy. God will purge out that which is false. But let's not be afraid of the moving of the Spirit of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, don't be afraid, preachers, to walk in the pulpit tonight and preach if you feel like it. Amen. If God's Holy Ghost falls on you, don't you dare be afraid to walk in that pulpit and say, amen, Brother Ralph, the Holy Ghost has moved on me. Oh, we've long, so long been dead to that. Oh, God, you know why? You know why? I'll tell you exactly why. Amen. It's because when it's announced another preacher will preach, we ourselves do not prepare ourselves for the service of God. Amen. Amen. What is hindered is because we're not preparing ourselves to have church. We're only preparing ourselves to have preaching and singing. Amen. We're not preparing our hearts for an altar service. We're not preparing our hearts. Amen. I don't know when I've ever felt about a meeting like I feel about this. I don't know how to explain it. I don't know which way really we're going. But I just know that God's wanting to do something among us this week. Amen. How many of you will open your heart? How many of you will bow before God and say, oh God, amen, if there's anything to my heart that is hindering the move of God's power to fall on this campground, take it out right now and remove it all, God, from my soul. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for every one of you that's come to this camp meeting. Some of you drove for miles to come. Let's open the door to heaven. Let's swing back our heart to heaven. Oh, God. Oh, God. Please, Lord. Please, Heavenly God. Amen. I want to tell you the only altar services I've had lately. You want me to tell you how that happened? Amen. I've been in some tremendous altar service, but the only altar services I've had has had any effect and any power did not come from my appeal to the congregation. They come from the church being stirred, and all of a sudden the church began to moan and groan. Amen. It is when the church began to pray. That's the only altar services I've saw. Amen. Amen. And that's the only one we'll have now. Amen. Amen. It is when we come to say, oh, there will be nothing done here today except the Spirit of the Lord. Will you help me? There will be nothing accomplished here today except the Spirit of the Lord is invited in, loved in, open, desired, sought for, hungered for, thirst after, felt after, reached forth. Amen. Would you lift your hand with this, Mother? Let that Spirit that sees in her heart seize our hearts. Let a spirit of seeking God fall upon us. Oh! Let's pray, church. Let's pray.
church, could we stand our feet and just pray? Can we stand our feet and just pray? Let's give reverence to the Holy Ghost. Let's give reverence to the Spirit of God. Let's give reverence to that which is holy, that which is pure, that which is true. That which was false, or carnal, or fleshly, we will reject. By that which is truth, and that which is power, and that which is glory. Hallelujah, let the anointing of the Holy Ghost come and gladden our hearts, invigorate our souls, amen, ennobling our lives and glorifying our souls, that the Spirit of God will fall in a mighty way. Great God, that there can be a revival. There can be an outpour of the Holy Ghost. There can be a move of the God, power of God in the church of the living God. Amen. Can you say amen? And would you worship the Lord? Brother Harold, could I ask you to come here right now, please? Brother, would you make an altar service any way you feel or say any, Father, that needs to be said?
Oh, God.
I've come as far as I know to come.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You people that are here today, you see what we need. Amen. Oh, I couldn't say it any better. The Lord has brought it to us. We need God. Will you come? Amen. Will you come? Everyone that will, come. Come morning. Come morning. Come morning in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Let the Lord move in your heart. Praise God. Come on, people. Every one of you that see your need. Amen. God is in this place. The Lord is here. My friends, hallelujah. The Lord has showed us through the Word. The Word. Let us not reject the Word. Let us not reject any part of God's eternal Word. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Come on, people. Come on. Come on. They might be standing room only at the altar. Come on. Come on in this altar. Hallelujah. Oh, you that are sitting back there. How that you need to be in the altar. Amen. God, help us today. Help us today, Lord. Help us. Oh, my God. My Lord, my God. From the least to the greatest. Amen, every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl. Praise the Lord. God, help us to pray. Amen. Help us, Lord, not to just say a little prayer. Let us not just pray for a moment. Let us not pray just for a minute. Lord, but pray until we pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.